Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're ready.
Ready.
To
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in.
It doesn't start till the fat lady screams.
Hey, Odie, how about if we put on a show for John?
Okay, Garfield, I think it's time you started sharing some of the work around here. Now, I've made up a list here of the chores I'm assigning you. You can do them in any order you like.
Let's see. Take out trash, mow backyard, clean up garage, wash kitchen floor. Fine.
Gee, I don't recall putting sleep all day on the list.
Is it my fault you forgot the important stuff?
Why do I even try?
I thought I heard doggy drool. I'm sorry, but nowhere on this list does it say, throw the stick so dummy dog can fetch it.
Aww.
Okay, so it wouldn't hurt me to throw the stick once. All right. Odie! Okay, pup. I'm only doing this once, so I'm giving it everything I've got. When you don't have a brain, it doesn't take much to make you happy.
Be with you in a second, Pete. I gotta put these empty bottles in the washer so they can get refilled.
Thank you.
This is the last of it. See you tomorrow. Fella, where'd you come from? You look thirsty. Here, have a little milk, boy. Hey, how'd that stick get in there? Oh, sorry about that. Dog, no!
Uh-oh, old throw the stick and I'll fetch it is home. Where have you been? No, I don't even want to know. But I do know you weren't fetching the stick all that time. Where is the stick? All that time and you didn't even fetch the stick? Boy, and they call me lazy.
If it isn't Lanolin, the walking lint bag.
Get lost, rooster.
Gee, that looks like Roy's beak.
It is my beak, you idiot. Now get me out of here.
Roy? Roy, are you out here? Must be some kind of a joke.
Hey, and a cruel one at that.
Hey, Orson, like you're in real trouble, dude. Your ball has rolled up right next to my sister's.
But you wouldn't croquet my ball, would you?
And why not? That's the name of this game, pig.
Lanolin's about to cream Orson and croquet again. Look at her go! Yoo-hoo!
Ha-ha! Watch this championship move!
Oh, no. My ball just broke the sound barrier.
It's at Mach 2.5, I'd say.
Go on, Orson. We'll wait for you to find your ball. Just be sure to send up a flare when you take your turn.
Better yet, send us a telegram, man. That ball's headed for the next time zone.
I know I can find my ball if I follow the course of the irrigation ditch. Still, I'm in for a long walk, so I'll take a book to read along the way just in case I get bored. Alice in Wonderland. Oh, dear, I shall be late. Alice had never before seen a white rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it. She ran across the field after it and was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole. Alice thought she had never seen such a curious croquet ground in all her life. Speaking of which, there's my ball. I'll never be able to hit it back in one shot, and I'm all worn out from the walk. I think I'll just rest here for a few minutes.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I shall be too late. And then, oh, boy, am I going to be in trouble. So much trouble. Talk about late. I am late, am I?
I thought I just saw Wade dressed in a rabbit suit. Wade? In a rabbit suit? Yeah, hey, Wade! How come you're dressed up like that? Wait up! Oh, of all the peculiar things. Oh, maybe it wasn't Wade after all. I'm sure I saw him, though. Now I'm going to find out for sure. Wade, are you in here? If you are, where are you?
This rabbit hole is lined with cupboards, just like in the book. I must be having a dream, but I don't remember falling asleep.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm here, whatever here is. Wade must have gone this way.
Wow, these vegetables are enormous. I bet our farmer would love to know the secret of growing them like this.
Roy, Booker, Sheldon, am I glad to see you?
Are you addressing me, sir, the Mad Rooster?
I'm the March Egg, and he's the Door Chick. We're having a tea party.
I should have guessed. Did you guys see Wade go by here in a rabbit suit?
What an absurd image! Wade Duck in a rabbit suit?
Not as absurd as the idea of Wade Duck in a chicken suit.
Or Wade Duck in a cow suit.
As a matter of fact, I think he was on his way to the Queen's croquet game.
Of course. He was worried about being late for it. Can you tell me which way the croquet field is?
We'll do better than that.
Since we've been invited to play, you can tag along with us.
Wake up, Dorchick.
Here, let me help.
Oh, there's so much noise around here. How's a fella supposed to get any sleep?
Off with their heads!
Like, who do you mean, sis?
Who cares? Off with somebody's heads, I say! With their heads!
But I haven't done anything.
Relax, Porco. You will.
Off with their heads!
You better do what she says. She's the queen, you know. Whew, boy, am I glad to be on time. I need a new battery for this thing.
Now I get it. She means off with these heads of lettuce.
Okay, pig. I'm challenging you to a game of croquet.
Sorry, but I left my mallet behind.
Here, we've got plenty of mallets to go around.
Do you play croquet with lettuce and cabbage and use carrots as mallets?
What's the matter? Don't you like vegetables?
A piece of advice? The queen is a very bad loser.
How bad?
He got three in a row in tic-tac-toe.
That's bad.
Okay, pig. It's your turn. You! You! Off with his head!
You better take it on the lamb and scram, pig. This time, the royal sis means biz.
Uh-oh. What? Oh, I was dreaming after... Better take my turn, but I'll never be able to hit the ball back there. Wait a minute. I think I know how I can win this game after all. All I have to do is hit this wooden croquet ball into the irrigation ditch. And now I'll take a shortcut back to the field via the tool shed. I hope I can make it in time.
Oh,
Here comes Orson.
Okay, that means it's my turn.
You're not so fast. My turn isn't over yet.
Huh?
My ball should get here any minute.
Why is Orson remodeling the irrigation ditch now?
Beats me.
Go! I win!
What? Orson, you won!
That was a real last-ditch effort.
That was the most difficult trick in the world!
No, here comes the most difficult trick in the world. Getting away from lanolin!
Come back here, you croquet crook! You crummy, lousy cheat! You low-down pig! Get back here!
You are watching Channel KAT, the first TV network in the world programmed especially for cats. Chef Fluffy's Cooking with Mice, normally seen at this time, will not be presented today so that we may bring you the following special program. Welcome to For Cats Only, covering the vital issues of the day for felines everywhere. And now, here is your host, Garfield.
Good morning. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you that this show is for cats only. So if you're not a cat, you shouldn't be watching. I'll wait while all human beings and other non-cats leave the room. Only cats left? Okay, let's begin. I'm pleased to report that our plan has been even more successful than any of us had dreamed. It was many years ago that the first cats came to this world from our home planet of Felinus. We were looking for a world where beings would wait on us hand and foot. And when we saw the kind of creatures that inhabited this planet, we knew we'd found the perfect world.
These creatures will serve us. They will feed and house us.
They do look dumb enough to do that.
But if we conquer them, will they really serve us? That's the beauty of my plan. We will not conquer them. We will make them think that we are their pets.
The lead cat's plan was sheer brilliance. The first step was to make the humans think they were adopting us.
What's this animal?
Our leader devised a routine to make us appear adorable and furry. It was tremendously embarrassing, but it was terribly effective.
What a cute, adorable animal.
The humans played right into our trap.
I'll have to take you right home and feed you.
Mission accomplished. A human has taken the bait. Within days, every member of the invasion squadron had captured a human being. Each of them was taken to a warm home where the cat, as they called us, was fed. Occasionally, the humans would get upset at waiting on us. That was when we cats would have to whip out our galactic hypnosis rhythm transmitters. The sound, as you all know, has a calming effect on humans.
Aww, the cute kitty is purring.
And that's how we enslaved the human race. But not everyone liked this. The humans' former pets, the dogs, didn't like being replaced. This was way back when dogs were smart. Yes, I know it's difficult to believe, but dogs used to be intelligent.
Dogs don't want to eat
me! Never wrong. You are wrong.
Yes, this one in particular. He was determined to drive us back to our home planet. One day when our first leader snuck off to attend the weekly Felinus meeting, the dog followed. That was how the dog found our headquarters. I'm happy to report that the humans haven't gotten wise to our plan. They continue to wait on us night and day. However, we must not get overconfident. We'll need a new secret password. Cadet X71 here will demonstrate the new password. Cadet? That's our new password. Humans will think it's some kind of cat call. Actually, we'll know it means humans are dumb. We make them wait on us.
Leader, my leader, the caninometer reports the presence of a dog in our midst.
A dog? It must be a spy. Seal all exits. Catch that dog at once. In no time at all, every feline in the place was after the dog. The dog was smart, but we were smarter. The dog thought he'd found a means of escape. He was wrong. We had caught the dog, but now we had the problem of what to do with him.
He knows our secret.
What if he tells the humans of our plan?
Dogs like this one are too smart for us, so we'll just have to make them less smart. As they played the intelligent suction ray over the dog, our ancestors thought of other ways to make dogs less threatening.
Let's program him so he just chases his own tail.
Wait, let's program him so he'll bury something really silly in the backyard all day, like...
Yeah?
Shoes!
No, bones!
Bones, that's great!
Bones, yeah!
Chasing his own tail, burying bones in the backyard. How about if we have him stick his head out a car window and wave his tongue? They programmed all of that into the dog.
That's great!
But what if he told the other dogs our secret?
We can't take that chance. We'll send out rays that'll make every dog in the world like this one. And so the first colonists used their superior technology to send the dog head-draining rays to all corners of this planet. Dogs, which formerly had been intelligent enough to pose a threat to our plan, became the dumb creatures that they all are today. No one told the humans what we were up to, and I'm happy to say that mine now waits on me, brings me food, and allows me to sleep all day. And we have nothing to worry about from the dog in my home. In short, the plan has been a complete success, and though the humans don't know it, we rule this world.
Well, I want to thank you all for your attention today, and for not allowing any human beings to watch this show.
Cats are actually from another planet, and they've conquered us, so we'll wait on them.
He heard our secret.
I'm afraid we're going to have to drain his brain.
Drain his brain? On a human? How are we going to do that?
Oh, we'll make him watch professional wrestling. Or better still, roller derby.
How about professional hockey? Or bowling?
Oh, soap operas. We'll make him watch soap operas.
Oh, no, that'd drain too much.
Oh, you're right.
Sitcom.
Golf.
Oh,
golf is good. Yeah. The potato channel.